water. WMFO in red water.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Now let's get funky like a witch's monkey.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
It's my show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock star Sid Vicious is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Man, these four grubby-looking guys in leather jackets who we all thought were brothers at the time and torn jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And tonight, our theme, as DJ Easy Ed pre-announced, is called Punk versus Funk. Now, you know, if you've been listening for a while to my sound collages here, you might be saying to yourself, well, or you might be saying to me, if you were calling in and wondering about this, you might say, Edward, I've got this down. You've got two different shows. One's a Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme, and one's a Tears of the Gods, and I understand they're both sound collages. But if you've got a theme called Punk versus Funk, shouldn't that really be a Tears of the Gods show? You know, it's not genre jumping. Instead, you're concentrating on two different genres, presumably, if it's called Punk versus Funk. And because a plastic sushi always starts off with Japanese music, and then it does the genre jumping, often relentlessly. Yes, you might say that, and you might also say, and of course, if it's a Tears of the Gods, it's got to have a featured artist or some other kind of featured, or featured artists. Yeah, punk versus funk. That could be like the Sex Pistols or the Ramones. Why not have two featured artists? Yeah, a funk artist like Parliament, And you'd be completely right about that. But this is indeed a plastic sushi. And let me explain a little bit. While we could go the helter-skelter Annie Ross, as she says at the beginning of my show intro here, that it's my show and I can do whatever I want, I won't rely on that to explain this. No, we are doing a show, yes. It's Punk versus Funk is the theme. And it's going to be pretty high energy. And we are starting off with Japanese music. Yes, that was a Japanese punk band called BVA, standing for Boredom Vacant Anarchy, that started off our show there with a song called Punk It. And we are going to begin the next set with the Japanese band Soup. They're a kind of funk band. But in between, well, after that, we are going to be relentlessly alternating punk and funk songs one after the other. We aren't going to have a featured artist or two, but instead what we're going to do is there are two bands that were genre jumpers themselves, and they had punk songs and they have funk songs. And we're going to be hearing from them, specifically Queen and the Clash, later in the show. And we're also going to be hearing from Jello Biafra, who is the quite eloquent frontman for the punk band The Dead Kennedys, as well as so many other projects. That's our source of audio clips from who knows where. And also, yes, excerpts from the Dirty Harry movie with Clint Eastwood and Shaft. Yes, the Shaft movies. And then also, I got some of these audio clips from a video dealing with a very bad boy named Felix. And well, he needed some disciplining, and you're going to be hearing some of that in this sound collage. So, backing me up right now is a punk band called The Addicts, and this was their electric guitar version, or will shortly be again. Yes, their electric guitar version of Ode to Joy, which was written by Ludwig Beethoven, based on a song by Friedrich Schiller. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night high-energy sound collage party going with our theme here. Yes, punk versus funk. And here now, the Japanese band Soup, a funk band. And this is Sudi Dakara.
Only Jive Beat. 包んで眠らせてくる。 きしめたいだけだけなんだ。ああ憎んでも許される好きだから。
Well, all I can say is that we really tried, everybody tried to talk to him, Stephen, Paul.And Malcolm even went to the extent of physically kidnapping Nancy at one time, knowing that she was an extremely bad influence on him in that direction. And certainly really tried everything he could do to talk to him, and you would get through to him, and then the next day you would be back to square one again.
Such a bad boy, I leave you with a fairly new mistress, who obviously did a very good job on you.
Yeah. In the sky so blue. what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see, what your life can truly be.
You see me with my clothes off?
Guys in leather jackets who we all thought were brothers at the time, and Torn Jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to my bar. She will never let your spirits down. Once you get her off the street, oh girl, she likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please.
Is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
He spent 15 years getting loaded, 15 years till his liver exploded. What's Bob gonna do now that he can't drink? The doctor said, what do you think of me? Bob said, that's the point. I wasn't thinking about nothing. I gotta do something else.
Oi, oi, oi.
The past the time he went to shake his head. Well, the hell, Dr. Moffat and a girl who rides a scooter. Take him out of town. Well, we get around, right around. And a truck stop by, you can hear the motherfuckers go. He'll be kicking in his at the club last year. But the kind of guy who knows just, but the kind of guy who knows just what to do. When the doctor tells him to quit your drinking all the time, really ever walk the line? To all my friends, I feel fine. Really ever walk the line? Kicking ass, busting heads, pressing boy records. What's the name? He shakes his head. But will he ever walk the line? 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 Will he ever walk the line?
John Whitehead.
Shh, quiet now.
According to Harry Truman, secrecy and a free democratic government don't mix. Believing this, civil liberties groups are increasingly challenging the Bush administration's claim to a state secrets privilege. The government has used the privilege to evade lawsuits over its surveillance of Americans and its handling of terror suspects. Supporters of the government's claim of state secrets insist that national security would be endangered by open discussions. But critics argue that the government's evasive tactics have short-circuited judicial scrutiny and public debate and left many criminal suspects in the dark about the charges against them. The point of law is our Sixth Amendment. It includes the right to a speedy public trial and to be informed of the nature and cause of your accusations. That's one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You are tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes educational radio. And, well, that was a vintage public service message from the Rutherford Institute and John Whitehead. And this behind me is Green Day, Last Ride Out. And we are bringing you a show with a theme of punk versus funk, where we are alternating one punk song after a funk song after a punk song after a funk song after another. We began with the Japanese funk band Soup and Tsukidakara from their Taboo album. Then actually we heard Sid Vicious's mother lamenting his bad influences, like his girlfriend Nancy, who he ultimately ended up killing before killing himself with an overdose of heroin, yes. And after Sid's mom, we heard the Sex Pistols, all four of them at the time. And that was a song called Submission. From their perfect album, Never Mind the Bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. And then we heard from Earth, Wind and Fire and Shining Star. And the Bouncing Souls, song called 87 from the Punk-O-Rama Tour compilation album. And then switching over to some funk, classic funk with Rick James and Super Freak. And then we finished with the punk band Rancid and Bob from Punk-O-Rama Volume 7. And yes, Bob drank for far too long, far too much, and he blew out his liver. What's Bob gonna do, the song asks, now that he can't drink no more? Well, one thing that he could do to wind down a little bit in a much safer manner would be to smoke marijuana. And that is, in fact, legal here in Massachusetts after being illegal for so many decades, thanks to the fine work of so many volunteers, and in particular, MassCan.org, the Massachusetts state affiliate of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And you can find out more about the work that MassCan is continuing to do, because our laws, I believe, are still far too strict. Why should citizens only be allowed to grow 12 plants on their own and have to have security restrictions about them? Like, why can't you just plant marijuana in your backyard and grow it for free and not worry about people stealing it because they could just grow it themselves? But that's not quite the way the current laws work. But MassCan, MassCann.org on the web. So let's continue with your Friday evening sound collage. And we are going to begin the next set with quite a genre jumper of a band, Queen. And they were a rock band, if one has to put them into one particular category, but they were incredibly musically talented and knowledgeable, and they explored many different genres throughout their career. And we're going to start off the next set with basically a funk song that they did and was a big hit. And then a deep cut. I don't believe the song afterwards was released as a single, but it's a real rocker, a real punk rocker. And then we'll hear a funk song, and then we'll hear a punk song, and then we'll hear a funk song, and we'll end the set with another punk song. And that's what's coming up next for you here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Boston, Summer, and on the web, WMFO.org.
Let's go! walks merrily down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Do you know, just how I feel? Do you know, just get it. Feel the funk, yo. Let it flow. We'll be right back.
This position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind. This position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind.